It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday morning, USDA is going to release their monthly crop production supply and demand estimate. This December report is not expected to show any changes to the production side, to the supply side, but we are expected to see some changes to the demand side. We'll talk about the average estimate for this report after this break.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
USDA's December crop production supply and demand estimates are going to be released on Tuesday morning, and right now we're not looking at USDA making any adjustments to the production side, the supply side. That's going to be saved for the January final production estimate, which will come out next month. But what we are looking for is maybe some adjustments as far as demand is concerned, primarily to exports and more so for corn than anything else. Corn export demand continues to run about 33% ahead of last year at this time frame. So it would be probably right for USDA to come in and increase corn exports at this time frame. It's unlikely we'll see any changes to wheat exports or any wheat demand, but we could see crush increased for soybeans. That's really the adjustments that we're looking for. But at this point, the average trade estimate has wheat ending stocks coming in at 814 million bushels. That's up or down 1 million bushel from last month. For corn, stocks are expected to come in at 1.91 billion bushels. That's versus 1.94 billion bushels last month. And soybean stocks are expected to drop just slightly down to 469 million bushels, down 1 million bushel from last month. So minor changes are expected, but it could be some that we see but more surprising on how USDA wants to look at exports going forward. As have we been seeing just front-loaded exports, or have countries started to come in to buy more aggressively? That's going to be the big question that has to be answered in the report tomorrow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.